نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم. There are two surahs that we have covered today, and amongst them, both have enormous amount of significance. One of them is Surah Hud. And Rasulullah ﷺ, regarding Surah Hud, said, it is a surah that gave me grey hairs. He said he gave him grey hairs because in this surah, it becomes very apparent and clear that prophets never, ever had it easy. And number two, anyone that chooses to follow the life of a prophet, that means you want to be honest, you want to be good, you want to be moral, you want to be generous, you want to be kind, you want to be compassionate, you want to do all good things. Rest assured that it is not going to be easy for you to do good things. That's it. As far as business transactions are concerned, as far as interaction with men and women are concerned, whatever it is always going to be a struggle. That is why every prophet's message was one. اُعْبُدُ اللَّهُ وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا. Worship one Allah and do not commit shirk. Once you go close to shirk, shirk means, some will say, of course, believing in other Allah, believing another partner, believing Allah has a partner. But there are also smaller definitions of shirk. For example, going for help by certain people and thereafter giving them more respect than necessary because now you're becoming dependent on them for the help. One is I come to you and I say, Brother Ali, look, I need $5. The other is I say, now I give him this respect, I give him this extra dignity just to get that $5 out of him. And many of us are willing to give up a part of ourselves, part of our belief, to make a dollar, to get respect, to get this and get that. And this surah makes it known. Once you go on that slippery slope, you are not going to stop. It's not going to stop. One day it'll be money, then it'll be women, then it'll be interest, then it'll be drugs, it'll be alcohol. It just continues one after the other. So the lesson in Surah Hud is very simple. اُعْبُدُ اللَّهُ. Worship Allah, understand Allah, love Allah, follow Allah, accept Allah, believe in Allah as a nurturer, believe in Allah as a sustainer, believe in Allah as a giver, believe in Allah as a taker. Everything, understand that Allah is the one that provides. Allah gives to the extent He wishes. Allah takes to the extent He wishes. He gives when He wishes. He will give and take away after He gives. After He gives, He will take back or give back. Whatever the sequence or combination is, it is Allah, Allah, Allah. And that's exactly what Surah Hud is talking about over and over in various ways. One lesson of Surah Hud, without going into the other lessons, is وَإِلَىٰ مَدْيَنَ أَخَاهُمْ شُعَيْبًا قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ وَلَا تَنْقُصُوا الْمِكْيَالَ وَالْمِيزَانَ. Shu'aib alayhi salam's people had a problem. They like fudging the data. They like playing the books, as they will say. They didn't, whenever they would sell something, they will change the data on it to make it look newer or to make it look better or to make it look heavier, whatever it was. And one advice he gave people, وَلَا تَنْقُصُ الْمِكْيَالَ وَالْمِيزَانَ. Oh my people, whatever you do, don't cheat. That's what he said to the people. Whatever you do, don't cheat. And today's time, when you say somebody don't cheat, what they say? Brother, this is America. I left my country to come here and live in a simple house like this. This is what you think I came to America for? And that's how people talk. One fellow went to do business overseas. And they asked him, how much you got? He said, he came with about 400,000. You know, the guys told him overseas, go back to America and cut grass. Go back to America and cut grass. You know, come to our country and deal, don't come with less than a million. This is the mentality. This is the mentality that we have been set up with. People all the time. He was filing all his various chapters. I said, why are you doing that? Why are you filing all his chapters? Why are you lying? Why are you cheating? Allah has given you so much brains. This guy was a brilliant fellow. He didn't have to cheat. He just wanted to double and triple his money. He had a certain goal. And he would do all these shady things. I asked him why. You know what he said? I didn't come to America to eat dal roti. Exactly what he said. I didn't come to America to eat dal and roti. I came to America to live the life. If I didn't want to live the life, I'd go back to my country. Now, Shu'aib alayhi salam's people had the same exact mentality. وَلَا تَنْقُصُ الْمِكْيَالَ وَالْمِيزَانَ. Oh my people, don't fudge the books. Oh my people, don't try to trick. Oh my people, don't change the license plate. If it's not 2014 plates, it's not 2014. Keep it to what it is. Don't play the game. But the people didn't listen. And of course thereafter we find out that the punishment that the people went through as a consequence of the cheating was tremendous. Again, the root, U'budullah, worship Allah. Once you move away from that, everything starts from there on. Thereafter you come to Surah Yusuf, and I'll give you a very, very simple rundown about Surah Yusuf. Play religious, play pious, play whatever you want. Every man over here and every woman over here has one problem they will have till the day they die. It's going to be running after wealth, running after beauty, running after woman, and if you are a woman, running after a man. Tell me you're 90 years old, tell me whatever you wish. In your heart, Allah has placed the temptation of wealth, Allah has placed the temptation of woman. When I say everyone, I mean 95% plus. That's why I went to meet one fellow in hospital. This guy was about 75 years old. His wife is calling him. Where are you? She doesn't believe him where he is. She says, "Here, I'm talking to the..." His guy says, "I'm talking to the imam, and he gave me the phone." So I answered, I said, "Yeah, he's with me." Thereafter, he hung up the phone, and I said, "What's going on?" He says, "My wife..." I said, "But you're 75, how can she not trust you?" He says, "My friend, the party only began for me when I was 70. Imagine. Now, he's honest about it. But every man... That is why there was one man that said, and this guy was about maybe 63, 64. He says, "Imam, I thank Allah, Allah made me poor." I said, "Why?" He says, "So that way many women that run after them, they run away from me." Imagine, a 63-year-old man is honest. He says, "Alhamdulillah, Allah made me poor. Because I know if I had wealth, I know I'd be running amok, I'd be going crazy." This is exactly what Surah Yusuf is all about. Allah is saying one thing. The temptation will never ever leave you. Temptation of wealth will never leave you. Temptation of beauty will never leave you. Temptation of wanting to wipe out others and just destroy them and kill them, that idea will never ever leave you. The idea of wanting to beat up people that don't agree with you, that idea will not ever leave. Yes, I may act nice, but that thought, a flash of it, will always come through my mind. That's human nature. That's what happens. Whether you like it or whether you're not, that is why in the Quran we hear the importance of what? The importance of Islah. Islah is wajib upon every Muslim. What is Islah? Islah is self-reformation. What is self-reformation? Self-reformation is the ability to block away evil under every condition. And this is the hardest thing for a person to take part in. I will end up with one final point. Everyone here knows what's their downfall. Yes, as I say, we may fool it, we may not talk about it. Every man, every woman has one thing in them that is on the brink of ruining them. Every man, every woman. For some, as I said upon the surah, it is woman. For some, it is money. For some, it is greed. For some, it is ego. For some, it is power. You know, every man over here, every Allah just created humans that way. We in denial about it. We like to act nice. People talk, we put our head down. We make mashallah, we talk. Yes, all that we do. But as you're doing all your fancy talks on religion, I guarantee you, there is something that is haunting you. Unless you're not a normal human. Or you're just on some crazy medication that is knocking you out. But if you're not on some crazy medication, you are going to suffer with that till the day you die. My brothers, it is the month of Ramadan. It is the month of Ramadan. Beg Allah to take that negative thing out of you. And you'll notice as you beg Allah, you will feel good. Tomorrow again, it'll come back and haunt you. That's how it'll be. And again you beg Allah. And again you'll feel good. And again it'll come back and haunt you. That challenge will never ever leave you. And some sheikhs will even say, till you don't leave that environment that instigates that given aspect of you. As I say, for some it is money, for some it is whatever it is. Until you don't leave that environment that pokes that given negative in you, until then you will not have a cure. So you have to focus on that aspect of yourself, inshallah, in this month of Ramadan. And as you focus on that cure, pick up your hand and say, "Allahumma arhamna, O Allah have mercy upon us. Allahumma arhamni, O Allah have mercy upon me. O Allah take away the distracting factor in me and make me the best, inshallah." And inshallah, when we make the dua of sincerity, Allah will give us goodness in this world and the hereafter.